Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. This story is assumed to be a true scary story from Reddit Snowsleep. I could have been killed tonight. This happened to me not even 2 hours ago. This will be my first post on Reddit, and I have been a long-time reader. I have listened to a shit ton of creepy Let's Not Meet on YouTube before, and I really thought I would never have creepy shit happen to me. I was wrong. I am a 19-year-old female, about 165 pounds. I am also 5'9". I live with my grandmother, and we really don't get along, but I don't have any other options for the moment, so I manage. I usually have to take out the garbage when she tells me to, and I really hate doing it. This week we had a lot to sit out because my grandmother was getting a new bed, and her room had a lot of shit in it that needed to be cleaned out to make room. I was getting her old computer stand that she calls a monstrosity, and I had to clean shit out of my room as well to make it fit. This is why we have had a lot of shit to get rid of this week, and I was the one to have to make it all fit in one small-ass bin. It was about 10 p.m., and this wasn't even the latest I've taken out the trash. I've taken it out at 3 a.m. before, just because my grandmother was on the phone with another one of her stupid daughters that was getting the bed. I had already taken the trash out, and I had to fix that damn recycle bin. Ours is way too small, so I had to flatten the boxes to make everything fit without falling out. I was in the garage, and the garage door was open. I live in a quiet little nest of townhomes, and we don't own a car, so the garage is a storage for everything that isn't being used. Now, I listen to creepy stories on YouTube, and I was listening to one before I started taking out the trash. This really made me a bit jumpy before being outside in the cold and quiet dark in the month of October alone. I know people do create shit to scare people for kicks, but it never happened to me before, so me looking up every so often to the door wasn't really out of the question for me. Of course, I knew I was overreacting, but I still felt uneasy, like I knew something wasn't right. I was fiddling with the recycle bin for about 5 minutes when I glanced up at the door. To my complete horror, I saw a clown standing in the middle of the sidewalk on my driveway staring at me. All of the blood from my face drained. I couldn't help but feel it. You always hear about these things, but until you live it, be thankful you don't know what it feels like. The clown was straight out of a horror movie with smudgy makeup, a red nose, hair, and a black and white striped clown outfit with rainbow spots. I was frozen in fear. I really never felt fear before in my life, and this isn't something I ever want to feel again. I shot up when it took a step forward. I was staring at him, scared shitless, and prayed my grandmother wouldn't come to the back door. I don't care for my grandmother, but I don't want her hurt. We don't get along, but I still care, if you know what I mean. It may sound cold, but whatever. The damn clown took another step forward. It was at this point I had noticed it had a knife. How had I missed something so important? It was a butcher knife. The clown was about 5 footsteps from the garage door. I knew if I stayed put any longer, I was probably going to die. I really don't know how I did this, and it's really a blur because of the adrenaline that was running through me. All I remember is that the fucker grinning, showing piss yellow teeth and running at me. Somehow I managed to jump backwards inside the thankfully open door and close it, using all of my weight to force it shut. Thank God I always make sure the door leading to the garage is locked 24/7, because I'm always afraid of someone breaking in. The clown was banging on the middle door and trying to break it down. At this point, my grandmother came to see what the hell was going on, and I told her to call the cops right now. She went to grab the phone, and I was still holding myself against the door. I had my shoes on, and I had a strong grip on the floor. This fucker wasn't getting in. The banging got more frantic as the guy was backing up then banging into the door with his whole body. I placed both my feet on the ground leading to the kitchen. My house has the kitchen and laundry room together, and the laundry room leads to the garage. It's no more than 2 regular doorsteps big, And I'm 5'9", so this was good in my case to hold my upper back against the door with my feet up. The banging went on forever, so it felt like. I heard the cop cars as they were probably coming down my street, and one last bang that broke the lock on the door. The door opened an inch before I shoved it closed. It was quiet for about 30 seconds. I heard the cop cars and I knew they were right outside my house, and no more than seconds later I heard a cop saying, "Open up, this is police." I put my feet down, still ready to slam the door closed in case this was a damn clown. I know this was stupid because I heard the cars and radio, but hell, I was scared shitless and on edge. Don't tell me you wouldn't be too. I cracked the door open to see a cop with his gun drawn in his hand. I opened the door all of the way and my knees gave out and I fell on my butt, staring at the knife stabbed in the metal door. The cop could easily see the trash that was kicked around from the guy and the very pale look on my face. I was also visibly shaking. About 5 to 6 cops showed up and they took a look around the outside of my house and took statements and removed the knife from the door. They said we'd get a call back in a couple of days. 2 of the cops are still driving past my street about every half hour. I was never scared of clowns. I'm still not, but hell, I don't like them, and I don't want to see any clowns for a good while. I messaged one of my friends and told her about it. I think she thought I was joking, so I didn't bother telling her about the knife. I really never thought that this kind of shit ever happened in life, and I wouldn't want to have this kind of thing happen to me ever again. But I was wrong. This can happen to anyone. Never think that I can't. This world is full of crazy fuckers that just want to scare the shit out of you, or plain want to kill you for kicks. Always pay attention to things around you. To the fucker dressed up as a clown and trying to kill me and scare the living shit out of me tonight, let's never meet again. This is Spooky Boo. If you've enjoyed listening to this story, please hit the like button below and make a comment and let me know what you thought about it. Also, I'd love it if you would subscribe to my channel so I can bring you new scary stories all of the time. If you have your own scary story to tell, then visit me at www.707spookyboo22.com and use the submissions page to turn in your story. I would love to read your story over my YouTube channel.